Okay, Chevra. We're beginning to learn Yerideya. We start with Simin Kuftes. Simin Kuftes are the halachos of Taroves of Yavesh B'Yavesh. If I have a mixture of a dry mixture, the foods are not cooked together, but you have a few pieces of meat. And some of the pieces are kosher, some of the pieces are non-kosher, and they get mixed up. Now, in this context, the Prima Gunnum points out that mixed up does not mean that they get mixed up. Mixed up could be complete, just lack of identity. Zosomeres, I have, let's say, one piece of Kentucky Fried Southern Chicken, Kentucky Southern Fried Chicken, which is treif, and I have two pieces of kosher Southern Fried Chicken. They look exactly the same. If it's Nikar Ha'isser, so then there's no bittul to talk about. So in this case, they look exactly the same. And I don't remember which piece is which. I don't remember which piece is kosher, which piece is treif. Which pieces are kosher, which piece is treif. Zucked the din, the halacha is, that yavesh b'yavesh, min b'mino, is going to be bottle chad b'trei. Right, that's basic halacha. The chiddush of the Prima Gadim is that this din does not have to be when the pieces of meat are in the same proximity. No, I could have one treif piece of chicken in Washington Heights, and where I could have one piece of chicken in Washington Heights, two pieces in Riverdale. Right, I just don't remember which is the kosher chicken, which is the treif chicken. No, my work sent me to go shopping and to buy some chicken. And I bought some Kentucky Southern Fried Chicken. I don't remember whether that's the piece in Washington Heights or the piece in Riverdale. So the din is still, yavish b'yavish, chad b'trei is going to be batal. That's the basic halacha. Okay, gevaldik. Now, the question that comes up, though, which you would think is a little bit of a silly question, is how do you define chad b'trei? One and two is batal. Well, what does one and two mean? Does one and two really mean that you need two pieces of kosher for every piece of treif? Or is it enough if I have more kosher than treif? Mashallah ha'davadoma, let's say I have two pieces of a treif chicken and three pieces of kosher. That's not chad b'trei anymore, no? Again, I know we're smicha guys and we're trying to forget off our arithmetic, but the chad b'trei proportion would lead 2 to 4, correct? But in this case, I have two pieces of treif, three pieces of kosher. Is it still going to be batal? So, l'cha ora, this is the issue that the shach is addressing in Sifkat and Vav. Let's learn the shach together, right? Again, the din is a chad b'trei is batal, and you could eat them, etc. Zuck the shach, kiloimar berov. What does the word kiloimar mean? What does kiloimar mean? Teich de verter. Kiloimar means? Mean, in other words, tifaresh. The shach is saying it's lav davko. Whenever I say kiloimar, that means that the lashon is lav davko. Zuck the shach, it's not really chad b'trei. Kiloimar, it's batel b'roiv. In other words, I need more kosher than trei for it to be batel. Right? Based on the pasuk of Achi Rabim Lahatos, etc. That's what the shach says. And the fact that the shach uses the word kiloimar indicates that the shach is saying that you don't really need chad b'trei. They note that the gon in Os Dalet says the same thing as the shach. The shach writes chad b'trei. He says that the Torah is called the lashon of the Gemara in Gittin Nun Dalet. Avo be'emes ein sarech ala ruba. Right? In other words, you don't really need chad b'trei. All you need is rov. And he quotes, I know this because of many places in Shas. That's what the Gaon says. He doesn't even tell me where they are. Just many places in Shas. You see that it is chad b'trei lav davka. As long as I have more kosher than treif, it's going to be okay. This is all wonderful, but it's against the shita of the Minchas Yaakov, no? The Minchas Yaakov is quoted here in the Prima Gadim Osvav, and he gives you the Marim Akomis. The Minchas Yaakov was the Reisher Rav, no? Reb Yaakov Reisher. He also wrote the Tshuva Shvus Yaakov. You know the lawyer Nat Lewin? I think he's a great-great-grandson of the Reisha Rav, right? Levin Lewin was the name of the Reisha Rav. Okay, so the Minchas Yaakov writes that you really do need Chad Betray. That's what the Minchas Yaakov tainus, that you really need Chad Betray. But the way the Prima Gadim quotes it is that this din that you require Chad Betray is a din derabbanon, that you require Kefel. Apparently, Min HaTorah, you don't require Kefel. Right? In other words, Min HaTorah, if I have a total of 5 pieces of meat, and 3 are kosher and 2 are treif, it's going to be batal. But midrabbanon, it's not going to be batal unless it's 2 treif to 4 to 4 kosher. That's what the Minchas Yaakov says. And then he quotes at the Plesi, the Rebbe Rav Yonson Eibshitz, quotes him a Maharsha, that even Min HaTorah, you require Kefel. Even according to Din D'Oraisa, unless it's 2 treif and 4 kosher, it's going to be Aser. Uladina, says the Prima Gadim, Sarachiyan. No? So the Prima Gadim is not willing to be Machriya on this question as to whether the Minchas Yaakov is correct, that you need Kefel or you don't need Kefel. That's the first issue in this Prima Gadim. Now, many point out that it's very hard to assume that it's a din d'oraisa, right? The Plesi statement that there's a din d'oraisa that you require Kefel, that's very difficult. Why? It's difficult because here, look here in the Goyen Marashah. The Goyen Marashah is Reb Shlomo Eger. He's the son of Reb Akiva Eger. So the last Goyen, Goyen Marashah here on the Shach Sivkot and Vav, the one that begins Dibar Maschel Bahanach Trey. So he quotes, I am the last 2 lines of this. I am Ashkasav Aminchas Yaakov. The Beis Shal Israel Eino Batol BeGimel Shal Heter Kiim BaArba. Right. That if you have 2 treif pieces, it's only going to be batal with 4 kosher pieces. Kimo chaticha achas b'yishnayim, kim beis chaticha sricha dalet shoheter kenegdo. That's what the Minchas Yaakov quotes. And comes along the Goyim Marsha, Gil Marsha Tainas, dinistar min yud beis mizakin v'yud aleph mechayvin, which is zakai. Whoa. Right, those are fighting words. What does nistar mean? Nistar means it's upgeschlucked, it's ruck. Right? The Minchas Yaakov says that you need Kefel. Zok, the Gilyan Mashah, that's wrong. Because the Makar for Bittul is based on the Pasuk Achrei Rabim Lahatos. Yeshivas are in Sanhedrin this year. Right? If you have 12 out of a Sanhedrin of 23, if I have 12 people are Mezakeh, and 11 people are Mechayiv, then is that Zakai? Right? 1 second. 12 to 11, I don't know that much math, but I know there ain't no Kefel, correct? If there ain't no Kefel, that means that what? That means, says the Goyen Marsha, obviously the Minchas Yaakov is wrong. That's his kasha. Who wants to answer the kasha based on how we just said it? To be guilty, you need a roiv of at least 2. To be guilty, it would have to be out of 23. I need 13 mechayivim and 10 mezakin. But it's still not kefel. I still don't have double.
No, but meaning, isn't to make him innocent? Meaning, don't we always
feel
him as innocent?
There's a pasuk of Hitzilo Ha'eda. Hitzilo Ha'eda teaches me that I should darshim psukim lahakel, and I should, yeah.
So then it's on the base din's job to make him guilty, just like it's on our job to make the kosher.
But no matter what, I don't have kefil to make him guilty, because as a matter of halacha, he's going to be guilty 13 to 10, even in dinei nefashas. That's not kefil. Right? So the day that you require kefil for the Goyim Marsha seems to be wrong. Now the answer could be, anyone want to take a stab at this? What?
Is there a difference between like Bezdin and...
Okay, so there might be a difference between Bezdin and Kashrus. So far, so good. Yeah. Okay, it's a start. It's a start. We'll talk about that in a second. But just very pashut. For the Minchas Yaakov himself, it's not a kasha. Because the Minchas Yaakov is saying that Min HaTorah, I don't need kefil. Only Midrabbanan do I need kefil. Right? So the din in the Sanhedrin, right, that's not based on the din Derabbanan. That's the din Doraisa. And Ken Zayin, that the Chachamim only institute this din Derabbanan in the context of Tarifus, because we have concepts that eating treif is mitamtim your neshama, it's really bad for you. Behemton shot tzaddikin and kodesh baruch hu maybe takal yadayim tzaddikin atzol kokain. So we don't want you to get anywhere near treif food. It's like really bad for you. So therefore we say, you know what? You need kefil by tarfis. But there's no din derabbanan by the Sanhedrin that was instituted. So the kasha, the goyin marsha, is only shver, right? If... Or I'll say it like this. The Kasha Goyim Marsha is not Shver according to the Minchas Yaakov himself. Because the Minchas Yaakov is saying that Kefil is a Din Derabbanan. And those who assume that's a Din D'Oraisa, however, the Kresi Uplesi that the Prima Gadim quotes, according to them, it's going to be Shver. So far, so good? Now, I should point out that the Minchas Yaakov himself recognized some of the difficulty in his Shita. But his psak lahalacha is that you require kefil because since there's some Rishonim, we saw the Rambam and the Ravid and Rashi, who assume that even Yavesh be Yavesh, min b'mino, requires Shishim. So, although Shulchan Aruch doesn't follow that Shita, but l'chol ha'pachos, that should lead us in the direction that you need a bigger chad betray, and therefore you need kefil. In other words, the way the Minchas Yaakov really says it, he's like hedging his bets. But the kasha of the Goyim Marsha is a very strong kasha, especially if you hold of the crazy places mahalach. I should point out also that the Prima Gadim wrote a work called the Psicha of the Tehilchus Taruvus. No, he wrote Psicha to Basu B'cha, Psicha to Taruvus. He wrote Psicha to a number of areas of Palach. The Rav Schechter says it is that the Prima Gadim was a Rosh Yeshiva. And Rosh Yeshiva have to be organized, which is something I was never mekabel. But Rosh Yeshiva is supposed to be organized. So the way he's organized is he gives all the Chakiras at the beginning. It's a very logical introduction. So if you look in the Psicha, the Prima Gadim, it's in Chakira Gimel, Dibra Hamaschil, Vihine Yavesh Bi Yavesh. The Prima Gadim says that he thinks the Rambam in Perek Tesvav Macholos Hasuris Halacha Dalid also requires kefil, right? Because the Rambam writes Nafal Chelav Kloyos L'Chelav Alya. Okay, Chelav is treif, no? Chelav is treif fat. Kosher fat we call Shuman, not Chelav. Now, how do you know what's the kosher fat? What's the treif fat? How do you know? Right? I eat a piece of corned beef, and there's fat on it. How come I'm allowed to eat it? Shouldn't it be treif? Isn't the chelav? Were you ever bothered by this kasha? No? You probably don't eat enough corned beef. Right? So, the answer is that the type of chelav that's treif is the chelav that would go on the mizbeach, no? You shecht an animal, so you cut open the stomach cavity, and all the fat comes out. It mamish looks beautiful. The fat, no, I'm serious, it mamish looks gorgeous. The fat comes out, it's like one clean sheet, it's like, it shines. It's beautiful. That's the chelev she'al ha-keref. That's the fat that's on top of the innards. That fat would go on the mizbeach. That fat is treif. The chelev al ha-kloyis is also treif. The chelev that's on the kidneys is also treif. The other fats in the body that does not go on the mizbeach happens to be kosher fat, no? So when I eat my corned beef, right? So corned beef is not, you're not getting kidneys, right? And the chelav sh'al ha-kerev, the inner, the chelav on the stomach cavity, that all came out. So that's why it's kosher fat. So the Rambam writes, what happens if the chelav ha-kloyos gets mixed up with chelav alya, with the fat from the tail area? So the Lashon HaRambam is, this is Perek Tesvav, Machos HaSus HaLachadalad, Im Yesh Kishnayim, So then it's going to be kosher. Min ha-tayra. Im yesh kishnayim, it's going to be kosher min ha-tayra. What does that mean, kishnayim? Zak the prima godem. L'chore, kishnayim means that you need double the amount of kosher to treif. That means kefel. That means the minchas yakov. Right? But then, the prima godem, such a lamdan, he's unbelievable. Prima godem says, one second. You want to say that the Rambam is a raya to the minchas yakov? If anything, the Rambam is bakeret. Why? What? The Rambam requires shishim with Rabbana. In other words, the Minchas Yaakov is saying that the din of kefel is a din of Rabbana. But for the Rambam, the din of Rabbana has got to be much bigger than kefel. It has to be shishim, like we saw. So it can't be that the Rambam is a raya to this Minchas Yaakov. The prima godem is mefalpel. He goes back and forth. It's just a tremendous thing, but you have to, you know, be holding to follow this prima godem. But b'kitzur hama'aseh, because our ma'aseh, we have the sheet of the Minchas Yaakov that you require kefel. Some assume it's a din d'oraisa based on the place you assume it's a din d'oraisa that you require kefel. The kasha is, what about Sanhedrin? So the answer might be,
just go back for a minute about the answer to Minchas Yaakov, that maybe the chil you can do on d'oraisa. So why would they miss that at all?
In other words, mid-ra'isa, it's batuch ha-betray, right? Or mid-ra'isa, it's batuch, I just have a little bit more heter than iser. Mid-ra'bonon, the chachamim, said that you need much more. Why? I see that concept by other areas of mid-ra'bonon, other din of mid-ra'bonon also. I'll tell you where. There's a din that you require ruba de minkura, for example, by zima, to say alokeinu, right? It's not enough to have 6 to 4. It has to be ruba de minkura, 7 to 3, right? To say alokeinu. What's the pshat in that? The pshat is that by certain dinim to rabbanon, right, the chachamim say that you need a very big raiv. It's not enough to have a little bit of a raiv. It has to really be that the miut is completely lost. Its identity is gone entirely to the rov. We see this mashal ma'adavar domeh. This one comes from Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Maram Makom that we'll talk about in a few minutes. But there's a din that I can be matir a chatzar and a mavli. A chatzar, a matir, the halacha is to carry on Shabbos, right? Even though it's a rishus hayachar min ha-toyer, there are 3 mechitzas, but I still can't carry because I need a tikkun, right? On the Ruach Revius. A tikkun for a chatzar requires 2 pasen, 2 little boards. Right, the tikkun for a mavoi requires a lechi or a korah. No, so far so good. How do I define what's a mavoi and what's a chatzar? What's an alleyway and what's a courtyard? How do you make that definition? So the Gemara says, based on Mishnah, is that a mavoi has chatziros apsucha zochel. Okay, that doesn't really answer because I can configure a city that I have chatzars opening to other chatzars also. Right. Doesn't mean that everything that a chatzar opens into is by definition a mavoi. So Gemara then says, definition of a mavoi is that it's arko yasa arachbo. It's longer than it is wide, no? It's a rectangle, not a square. A chatzar is a square, and the mavoi is a rectangle. Correct? Zok the Gemara, machlekas Rav and Shmuel in the Gemara. Whoa, is it enough if it's arko yatin a bit more than yirachbo? Or do I need arko pishnayim karachbo? What's the cheshma? Why we need arko pishnayim karachbo? Like mamish, like the type of rectangle that you were introduced to by, you know, Ernie and Bert on Sesame Street. Like a gesunt rectangle. What's the pshat that you need arko pishnayim karachbo? Because it has to really be nicker that this is a mavli, that it looks completely different than the chatzar. No? So I see on the level of undinim derabbanan that sometimes it requires a certain amount of heker. So by Beis Din, either Chazal didn't make the takana because people aren't going to make mistakes by Beis Din. It's not Dvarim Beis is not Moser L'Kol, right? Zimun Mavoi is Moser L'Kol, right? Alternatively, now, we have to come up with other suggestions why they didn't. But Hayotze they didn't. But Bekitzer, the kasha on the places Mahalach is a very good kasha. So the answer might be as follows. In Rav Schechter's Psichashir, he quoted that Rav Yosef Engel says the following idea. Ask Rav Shechter, where is this Rav Yosef Engel? So Rav Yosef Engel wrote a sefer called Beis HaOtzer, where he was supposed to go through the Aleph Beis and write essays on every topic, right, based on Aleph, you know, in Mavat L'Nisr, Beis, Bittul L'Nisr, stuff like that. Right, about other topics, obviously not your day topics only. So Rav Yosef Engel, in Beis HaOtzer letter Beis, it is in the Shtickel Torah of Bittul L'Nisr. It's like pages 68, 70 through 75, around that area. I think Rabbi Yosef Engel didn't get past the letter Beis in the Beis HaOtzer. He tried, but he only did Aleph and Beis. But in the Beis HaOtzer, Rabbi Yosef Engel says the following vort. He says, you know what? First of all, he's inclined that maybe he found a sifrei on the pasuk of Arav Lo V'Kamalov. The sifrei is the Medrash Halacha on Bamidbar and Devarim, no? So the sifrei in the pasuk of Arav Lo V'Kamalov, the sifrei writes that Darshei Rishumos Amru, that a Bezdin has to be 30. A Bezdin for Dinei Nefashos has to be 30. A first mission in Sanhedrin says a Bezdin for Dinei Nefashos is 23. Darshei Rishumos said it's 30. Where do you get this? We have 23 because V'Shaftu Ha'Eda V'Hitzilu Ha'Eda. Right, you have Eda that is Shofetas and Eda Matzalas equals 20. And then we derive another 3 based on extra 2 because Edom Dumi the Dayom Dumi the Edom, because just like Edom are 2, Dayom should be 2, but in Bes and Shaka we have 23. That's the first mission of Sanhedrin. But the Darshan Rishumos, according to that Sifrei, says that a Besan has to be 30. Because the pasuk says v'shaftu ha'eda v'hitzilu ha'eda v'heshivu oso ha'eda l'mkomo, something like that in the pasuk. No, that they return. So it's a third word eda. Zok the sifrei, third word eda means a bezin of 30. And zok the Yosef Engel, you get the impression that bezin of 30 requires 20 mezakim, 10 mechayvim. Pishnayim, kefel. Again, she was learning Sanhedrin, so we're just trying to give a shir to connect Sanhedrin to Yerideh. Yeah, you have a comment?
It would be 20 mezakim, or 20
mechayim. You would need 20 mechayim. Right? You can be mezakim even with less than kefil, but to be mechayim, you would need kefil.
I think if we're learning for all, we should need both ways, you should need
both ways. You're saying if you need a full-fledged drive, could be. I mean, that point is not clear in the Sifrei, whether it's talking about only with the Mezakim or the Mechayim. That Nakuda is not... I'm just taking out my attendant, my source, my sheet of your name, so I can try to remember your Drury. Okay, excellent. Good. Now, so that's the Nakuda of Rabbi Yosef Engel. What that would mean that perhaps there is Smuchim for this idea that you require kefil. But Maisa, the poskim say that we really don't require kefil. Both the Shach and the Goyin, they reject it, right? The Kasha, even if the Kasha could be for Enfrik, but we're answering the Kasha based on a very difficult Darshei Rishumos that's quoted in the Sifrei. So as a matter of halacha, we assume you don't need kefil. Now, what does this issue depend on in Lamdas? So Zot Rabbi Yosef Engel, in that same Shtickel Torah, the way Rav Shechter quotes is that Reb David Lifshitz in Yeshiva used to say that every piece that's in Reb Chaim, you could also find in the Pnei Yeshua, if you know where to look, and in Rabbi Yosef Engel. And the Pnei Yeshua and Rabbi Yosef Engel sometimes say it better. That's the tradition you're having Yeshiva from Reb David Lifshitz. So now, Zatr Yosef Engel, he thinks it might come from the following issue. When the Bezdin, let's first say over Reb Chaim. Say over Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim in the stencils in Bava Kamma on Chav Zayin. Reb Chaim raises the kasha that the din of Bittul B'Rayiv is derived from the pasuk Achri Rabim Lahatos. Right, we saw that. Now the question, though, is, one second, Achari Rabbi Mahatos doesn't really mean Bittul B'Rov. You see, Bittul B'Rov means they have a piece of treif that falls into kosher, so the treif loses its identity, it's gone. The din of Bittul B'Rov, I don't see from Achari Rabbi Mahatos. Achari Rabbi Mahatos means, if I have a roiv, right? So I follow the rove as opposed to me. Let's take Sanhedrin, right? I have three dayanim. Case in Dini Mamash. I have three dayanim. Two dayanim say one way, one dayan says the other way. You follow the rove, no? That doesn't mean l'cha'ora that... That doesn't mean that you have three people who are mechayev. Only two people were mechayev, right? Only two people were mechayev. So how come, right? If I only have two people mechayev, so how does that work? I don't have a bezin of three. I need a bezin of three. And also, Zok Reb Chaim, how do I have the din of Bittul Baroyev from Sanhedrin? Sanhedrin just teaches me that two against one, I follow the two. It's more likely that two people are right than one person is right. But how does that teach me Bittul Barov? And if it doesn't teach me Bittul Barov, so where on earth is my Makar in Shas for the din of Bittul Barov? So Reb Chaim asks this Kasha, how do you know Bittul Barov? So Reb Chaim sends you to a Tosis in Bava Kamma and Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Tosis asks the following Kasha. We have a principle in Shas of Ein Holchin B'Mamon Achar Harov, no? That by Dine Nefashis I follow Rov. Dine Mamonis we pass in Sveikis based on Hamotzi Mechaver Olof Harai, no? In last week's parasha, Ki Poli Memcha Dover La Mishra Ben Dam La Dam Ben Din La Din Ben Nega La Nega, right? The Goyin in Adar Sabah Yahu says that there are three areas of halacha. Dam Ladan refers to the dinim of Isser Veheter, right? Din Ladin refers to Dine Mamanis. Negal and Negra refers to Tum and Tahara. And these areas deal with Sveikis differently, no? A Sufik in Isser Veheter, I say, is it Sufik Dairais Lahachmi, Sufik Drabam Lahakil? A Sufik in Dine Mamanis, I paskin Lakula Lanitba. I paskin Motsime Chaber Olav Haraya. A Sufik by Tum and Tahara, so I say it depends. Where are you? Sufik Tum and Rishas Harabim, Sveiko Tahar. Sufik Tum and Rishas Hayachid, Sveiko Tame, no? Three different areas of halacha. That's why Isura Mimimona, Lo Yafina. Three different areas of halacha. And one of the rules is that by Dine Mamanis, I don't follow Rav. L'chor Rav is a concept only by Dine Nefashis. But one second. By Dine Mamanis, I don't follow Rav. So if I have a Din Taira, whether Reuven is Chayiv or Reuven is not Chayiv, does Reuven owe Shimon $100 or does he not owe Shimon $100? So in that Din Taira, two Dayanim paskin one way, one Dayan paskin the other way. So what do I say? I say, oh, Reuven owes the money because Rav. Hello, Rove! Ein holchem b'mamon achar harov. Right? That's the kasha. So zokt Reb Chaim. No, you're missing. Really, the din of ein holchem b'mamon achar harov, or I should say it like this, zokt Tosfos and Bava Kamma, you're missing out. That when it comes to the psak of the Beis Din, the echad, the one who disagrees with the other two is Commander Lesson. He's not here anymore. In other words, Reb Chaim understands that when the Bezin gives the Psak, it's Ki'ilu all three Dayanim Paskin that he's Chayiv. Originally, right, let's say it like this. Says Reb Chaim, there are two Dinim. There's a Din of Azlin and Basaruba, and the Din of Bittul Barayiv. Bittul means you lose your identity. Azim Basaruba means that presumably the rove is correct. Zokt Reb Chaim, both dinim are derived from Sanhedrin. Right? Stage one is I have a machlokas, two against one. So I follow the two, because presumably the two are correct. That's the regular din of Azim Basaruba. Once that din takes effect, so then it's Ke'ilu, the entire Bezdin Paskind, that you are Chayiv. And it's Ke'ilu all three Dayanim Paskin that you're Chayiv. If it wouldn't be this way, says Reb Chaim, it couldn't work. The bird wouldn't fly, right? Because you need a Bezin of three. And if only two of them are being Mechayiv, so that's not a Bezin of three. It has to be that the Din of Bezdin is that it's Ke'ilu the entire Bezdin Paskin that you're Chayiv. Once we got to that point, Zokt Reb Chaim, a tremendous yesod, so that means that Bezdin itself, Achrei Rabim itself, teaches me both Azlinan Basaruba and Bitul Barov. Is this clear? This is Meiridik. Right? I learn Azlinan Basaruba because two against one, probably two is correct. And once I'm at that stage, so then I say Bitul Barov, and it's Ke'ilo all three Dayan and Paskan at Yechayev. Mr. Breslar, Shlita.
So, what's the requirement of Kriyah is to say, because otherwise you need a base on three, otherwise you wouldn't have three. And if they say you need a base on three, that also but it may be the dim of a base to be three, and just two out of three to be.
Oh, yes. Home run. Yes. Good cash. Rabbi Yosef Engel says like you. But Reb Chaim's Hechreyach is, this has to be three. And choices, by the way, in Bava Kama says that the Echad is commander lesser, which means that it's bottom. Right? Meaning that I'm learning from Bezdin, says Reb Chaim, the Yisod of Azlinan Basaruba and the Yisod of Bitul Barov. Both are derived from Bezdin. Yeah. Again, the parallel Taisus that Taisus Bava Kama is there in Sanhedrin Gimel Mebeis. So we'd have to flesh it out, but we're just saying over the Yisod of Reb Chaim. That means, says Reb Chaim, that the Yisod of Sanhedrin is both the din of Azlinan Basaruba and the din of Bitul Barov. So far, so good. Now let's bring it home. First of all, Yechiel Bressler's question that who says Sanhedrin has to be the all three Dayanim are paskining? Maybe two Dayanim are paskining and one guy is like an outlier, but he's still there, right? Maybe that's a pshat in the Bezdin or Sanhedrin. Rabbi Yosef Engel notes this, and Rabbi Yosef Engel says that he thinks this is a machlekes ha'amorayim throughout Shas. Again, the differences between the Poilisher Gedolim and the Briskers are that the Poilisher lived on Bekias. So they'll give you seven Lashitussels. And he wants to say it's Machlokas Rab and Shmuel Lashitussel. Shmuel who passed in Shnaim Shadanu Dinehem Din is because he and 10 other Sugyas assumes that the Psak is really Yotze from two. But Rav says the Psak is Yotze from all three. And it's a Machlokas Rab Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and it's a Machlokas in the Gemara in Gittin. If I want to be Mevatel, I get it. Right? A husband already authorized the writing of a get. He gives it to a shaliach, and he wants to be mevatel. He wants to retract his shlichus from the shaliach. He wants to be mevatel the chefza, the get, however you understand it. So the Gemara discusses a machlokas, whether you have to be mevatel b'fnei shnayim or b'fnei shlosha. That machlokas might be whether bezdin is two or bezdin is three, which is gufa, the issue that we're dealing with. According to Reb Chaim, this entire issue is not shayach to discuss. Because according to Reb Chaim, the din of Bezdin itself requires always a psak of three. Now, Kevon Shehigano Lakachta, that we have two different concepts. One concept is Bitul Barov. Another concept is Halacha Barov. Reb Chaim says both concepts are derived from Bezdin. According to Reb Yosef Engel, we have to work very hard on figuring out how do you know this din of Bitul Barov. And it could be, Zok Rabbi Yosef Engel, that the din of Bitul Barov does not have scriptural basis. It's not based on the pasuk. It's just a svara. Hasvara no senes that something can be bottled le utem yuto. That's, by the way, the lashon that Rambam perek tesvav halacha dalet. That something can be bottled because it's so tiny and so insignificant. So of course it's bottled, right? What does bittul mean? Bittul means I'm not much of it. Something can be bottled because it's bottled. It's not here, no? It's garnished. That's bittul. Oh. That's a svara. Bittul might be a svara, not a pasuk. comes along Rabbi Yosef Engel, and he suggests as follows. If also reading a teeny bit to Rabbi Yosef Engel. Like, if you look at Rabbi Yosef Engel, you'll see that I'm adding one or two nakudas, saying things my own way, but I think this is true to what he says. Zach Rabbi Yosef Engel, if bittul's a svara, so then I'm saying that this item is insignificant compared to everything else. We could suggest that it's only insignificant compared to something else when you have pishnai, when you have kefel against it. But if I just have a tiny bit more, I have 50.00001% versus 49.999999%. Is that bittul le'itzah me'utul? That's not. There's no svara of bittul in that case, no? If bittul is a svara, so then I could say that you require kefel. That's Rabbi Yosef Engel's suggestion, and that could be, again, in longness, what this Minchas Yaakov is based on. That the din of bittul barov is a svara, and it's a different din than the din of azlin on basruba. For azlin on basruba, enoch hanami. All I need is a tiny majority, 12 to 11 in the Sanhedrin, no? That's just because you're dealing with people. You can't split people in half, right? You can't have percentages of people. But, okay, a tiny majority is enough for azlin on basruba. For bittul barov, I require a svara that it's bittul. It's bottle because it's only a tiny, tiny bit. That is the first yesod. Let's go weiter in the shach, and then we'll say the second yesod. Back to shach sivka and vav. Ve'chab betrays bottle koloma barov kedichsev achrei rabim lahatos. Ve'afilu lekarov ela bahanach trei shehim katana meha iser. Even if you only have roiv with the two, which are smaller than the Isser. That's what the Shach says. Now, what does the Shach mean? So, in the Pisrei Tshuva Sifkat in Aleph, he has two opinions as to what the Shach means. The Goyen Maharsha quotes both opinions. Some say that the scenario in the Shach, we're saying that the Isser is bottal to the Heter. So some say that the scenario in the Shach is, if I have a big Isser, right? This is my Isser. And they have two little things like this, right? Some say that's going to be bottle, because it's two shel heter versus one shel iser. Even though the one shel iser has more volume than the two shel heter combined, but still it's going to be bottle. That's one mahalach, right? And that could be what the shach means. Afil leker roiv al bahanach trei shem katana meyer iser. It could mean shem ketana meha iser, even if you put them together, it's ketana meha iser. Alternatively, the Pisrei Tshuva prefers this mahalach, even though I should point out that in the Badei Hashulchan Sifkat and Hei, he's not machriya on this one. But the Pisrei Tshuva prefers a mahalach that no, when the Shach says that the two, right, that you have two versus one, and the one is very big, that might mean that the one is bigger than each of the two shel heter, or each of the two, we're not sure which is this or which is heter, but the one is bigger than each of the two, but the two combined are bigger than the one. Right? Now it's 2 days in the Pisrei Tshuva. Now, this is called in Achronish Shprach, okay? That means like the way Achronim speak. Do you need Rov Minyan or Rov Binyan? No? Rov Minyan means I have numerically, I know that one is Isser, two is Heter. But it could be that one piece is bigger than the other two pieces. Right? That would be Rov Minyan. Rov Binyan would have to mean that the only time it's going to be bottle is when I combine the two pieces and they are bigger than the one piece. Again, I'm not sure which is which, but that's 2 days in the Pisrei Tshuva. It should be noted that the Chazon Ish in Siman Lamed Zayin, Os Chaf, the Chazon Ish follows the Mahalach, which I thought is a little bit less intuitive, the Mahalach that all you need is Rov Minyan. You don't need Rov Binyan. In other words, I could have two little sand disks and one big eraser, even though the two sand disks together are smaller than the eraser, the Chazon Ish says that's still going to be bottle. Why? Zok b'chazanish, a svara, very similar, akin to what we've been saying until now. Does anyone want to plug in the chazanish a svara based on everything that we've been saying so far today? I mean, I could fill you in if you don't want to, but I prefer if someone... Not necessarily. Right? It could be Rav Binyan, but it's not Pishnayim. But the fundamental Hakira is it a din of Azlinan Basaruba or a din of Bittul B'Rav, right? That's the fundamental Hakira. What does Azlinan Basaruba mean?
Azlinan Basaruba means that I'm not sure if this item is Mutter or Asar. It's more likely that it's mutter. Why? Because I have three pieces of meat here. Two chances is that these pieces of meat are mutter. The third chance is that it's aser. So therefore, I hedge my bets and I say, okay, you know what? Two chances versus one chance. Two chances hetter, one chance iser. It's going to be mutter. That mahalach is what we call rov minyan. And that mahalach would indicate that even if the two pieces together are smaller than the one big piece, it still is going to be batal. Because svar they said, okay, I picked up a piece to eat it. Is it kosher or trick? Well, two out of three chances, probably two out of three, is that it's kosher, right? So presumably it's kosher. Even though lamaisa, the two pieces together might be smaller than that one big piece, but still, I'll say, one second. I'll say, yeah. But Azlinan Basaruba, I follow Rav. Rav, the greater likelihood is that this is kosher. However, if I follow the mahalach a bit over Rav, the mahalach that what? That we're not dealing with just probability. We're trying to say that you lose your identity. So then it's gotta be, you can only lose your identity when it's bigger. So then it would have to be that the two pieces have to end up being bigger than the one piece. Now yeah, Yechiel, we said before Bittul B'Rav possibly requires Kefel, but you could also say that Bittul B'Rav, that you lose your identity even if it's not Kefel. Right? I could hear that as well. But the fact is, this Mahalach of Rov Minyan, not Rov Binyan, is certainly following the Yesod of Azlinan Basaruba rather than the Yesod of Bittul B'Rav. Is that clear? So this Hakira, right? In other words, I have a question, basically. Bittul Yavesh B'Yavesh. What's the reason why it's Bittul? I have one piece of treif, two pieces of kosher. Why is it that it's kosher? Is it kosher because I'm just playing probability games? That's Azlinan Basaruba. Or is it kosher because it loses its identity? That's an Bittul B'Rav. That question might be totally in the requirement of Pishnayim, of Kefel, if I follow that Minchas Yaakov. And, right, Achora should be telling you the two ways of reading the Shach and Sifkat Vav as to whether, right, we follow Rov Minyan or Rov Binyan. That seems to be another... Right, another nekuda that's worth focusing on. Oh. Now, there's some advanced Talmud that we could do over here. Look in the Ba'adei HaShulchan, the Be'urim, page Ayin Tes. He has like one or two nekudos that are like for advanced Talmud to focus on, or advanced codes. This class is officially a class in codes, not in Talmud. What can we do? That's the way it's listed. But we'll just leave it like that. L'cha'ora, this question, whether bito of yavish b'yavish, is it in the vaselinon basaruba, or is it in the bito b'raiv, is really the famous machlokas between jump up and down, anyone? The Rush and the Rashba. No? Isn't this what the Rush and the Rashba are fighting about? The Rush tells me that when I have one piece of treif and two pieces of kasher, zuck the Rush, you can eat a sandwich of all three pieces, no? The Jew can make a shahakol niyabedvaro, eat all three pieces of meat, and yochav v'yisbach, right? And it's perfectly mutter. Zuck the Rush, why? Because we're not shtelling on dinim of safek, no? Isn't that his lashon? We're not talking about sfeikus. Right? It's not, and sveikus, I would tell you, means azlinon basaruba. Sveikus means that, oh, we follow right. What does follow right mean? Follow right doesn't mean that I know for sure. It means it's more likely, it's probability, but it blames a suffake. So the Rosh L'cha'ora is saying that the din of bitul yavish b'yavish is a din of bitul b'raiv. And it loses its identity. And that treif piece of meat, now poof woof, is now kosher. No? Rabbi Solomon ibn Aderet, who died in the year 1310, we have no idea when he was born. We don't know when Mishonim were born. But they probably were born. That's a Yisod. But the Rashba writes, that you're not allowed to eat all three pieces together. No? Why not? Because I eat all three pieces together, I am for sure encountering an Isser. No? One piece is treif. I have, right, one piece of Kentucky fried chicken. Two pieces of Yankush Merrill's fried chicken. Now, one piece is for sure treif. It's like the Rashba, you can't eat all three pieces. You know what I mean? Eating treif. Because the Rashba says that what I'm dealing with is azlinon basaruba. I'm dealing with statistics. I'm dealing with probability. If I'm dealing with statistics and probability, so l'maisa, right? I can't eat all three pieces. Because I know for sure one piece is treif. There's no metaphysical transformation of bitul b'rov. It's just a regular din of azlinon. It's a regular din of azlinon, basaruba. That's the yesod of the Rashba. This is Pashtus, the way the Gon is learning in Sifkatan He and Sifkatan Vav. The Gon shtels to the sugya of Shnei Shevilin. No? If I have two paths, and you know that there's Tuma on one path, Zuck the Gon, by Shnei Shevilin, if they are Boli Shoel, Bivas Achas, it's going to be Aser, it's going to be Tame. Why? Because you know for sure one of them is Tame. And that's L'cha'ora, the Pshat in the Rashba. That's what the Gon says. You get an impression, according to this, that the Rashba is disagreeing fundamentally with the Rush, no? And they're disagreeing on the level of the Oraisa. The Rush is saying that min Torah there's a yesod called bito barov that's true by bito of yavish b'yavish. And the Rashba says, no. Bito yavish b'yavish is not based on bito barov. Bito yavish b'yavish is based on azlina basarov. And they're disagreeing on the level of the Oraisa. That is the way the Gon seems to say. That's what the Tosfos Rid says in Bava Basra, Lamed Aleph, on the base. No? The Gemara has a machlokas, Rav Huna, Rav Chisda, Vashnei Kitei Eidim, Hamachishim Ze'ese. But I have two groups of Eidim who contradict each other. Two say that Reuven is Chayiv, the other two say that he's not Chayiv. So the Gemara discusses whether the Eidim are possible. It could be that I'm an Eid Sheker, no? because the other Edom are saying that I'm lying. It could be that you're lying. Zok the Gemara, Zuba bifnei atzma ida, v'zuba bifnei atzma u'me'ida. Right? That each of the two katim, two kitei Edom, are considered kosher, according to Rav Huna. That's Rav Huna's statement. The Tosis Rid has a chiddush that if the that zuba bifnei atzma me'ida, it has to be that each kat is only testifying in a way that their testimony would be true and relevant even in absence of the other kat. But lu yitzuyer, kat one says that Sara is mukudeshes, and kat two says that Sara was zinsa. So we would not put Sarah to death as an Ishas Ishazinsa, no? Because the testimony of Kat 2 is only meaningful based on the testimony of Kat 1. Right? She's only Zinsa if she was an Ishas Ish. Right? And the din is Zuba Bifnei Atzma Umeida. Zuba Bifnei Atzma Umeida. That, right, the din is that only if they're testifying on their own. But they can't testify together. I can't have one guy from Kat A combined with one guy from Kat B. That would be forbidden. Similarly, I can't have, right, two Edom say she's Mekudeshes and two Edom say she's Zinsa, because that would, right, be relying on the other. That's the first Ha'ara of the Tosfos Rid. Then the Tosfos Rid says, oh, he compares the case to the din of Bitul Yavesh, the Yavesh. No? Tosfos Rid writes that just like by Bitul Yavesh B'Yavesh, if I have three pieces of meat, one is treif and two is kosher, so it's only going to be mutter to eat them, one, I eat one, you eat one, he eats one, but it's usher to eat them all together. So also in this case, the two kitim, when they're together, right, it's usher, it's pasul edim. And then the Tosfos Rid adds the clincher. Tosfos Rid adds that what? He says, and if you eat all three pieces together, you know what you get? Malchus min ha-Torah. Malchus. Chayv korban. Malchus. Depending on shogi or mezid. Now, what's going on here? Right? That means, the Tosfos Rid is saying that according to the Rashba, that you can't eat all three pieces together. If you do end up eating them together, you are in violation of an Isser D'Oraisa. That means that the Rashba is saying that even min ha-Torah, the treif remains treif. That's over what the Gon is getting at in Sifkat Hay and Vav. And that's the Rashba. The Rav points this out in his Shiur, okay? Shin Chav Ches, Shin Chav Tes. Right? What the Rashba is saying is that it's going to mamish be usser, because the usser piece of meat remains usser. Right? It's only mutter based on proportions, based on statistics. But if I'm eating all three together, so I know for sure I'm eating treif, so it's usser. That is l'cha'ora hashab shat normal Judaism. However, and we'll pick up with this next time we learn, who disagrees with this? The Taz. Taz was awesome. He lived 1586 to 1676, no? Taz was a very old man when he was left there. 90 was very old in those days. The Taz writes in Sifkat and Aleph, look at it inside. Chabitre bato, based on Pasuk Achim Rabban Lahatois, Velo Hechmiru Rabban Lahatzur Shishim Kevon, that's not Ruyel Hiskabed, Rak Hechmiru, Shol Yocha Shloshtan Ke'echar. What does the Taz mean with that Lashon, Rak Hechmiru? Hechmiru means a chumra midrabanan. Right? The Taz is saying that midrabanan, right? Midrabanan, you can't eat all three together. Why not? Because then it's like you're eating treif. But min ha-Torah, I can eat all three together. What do you mean? The Rashba disagrees with the Rosh. Zok the Taz, no, he doesn't. On the level of the Raisa. On the level of the Raisa, the Rashba's masking to the Rosh that it's based on Bito Barayv, and the treif meat lost its identity. Only midrabanan does the Rashba disagree with the Rosh. But we know that next time we'll pick up from here. There's a prima godim on the sifkot in the Taz. We'll pick up from here next time. Okay, Chevra? Thank you for listening.